Chad, KO4NUE.
Up, Chad. Long time no hear.
How you doing?
To the hospital lately, so that's a plus for me. I can basically not be able to walk anymore, so that's about it. But I ain't squawking about everything. Everything is fine. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, I was thinking about you the other day. I went and helped put up an antenna the other day with the antenna launcher, and I sang about you and that G5LV you got, and I swear next time I hear him on radio, I'll check on him, see how he's doing. But that sounds like me. You still getting it?
I was just about going to tell you that. Come on down and say hi. I'm still in the same place. Haven't moved. My antenna has moved a little bit, maybe down the road, I don't know. Maybe you could give me a hand to use that gun of yours, that, what we call it, the antenna launcher. I would surely appreciate that, but if you're interested in doing that for me later, that would be great. K1CJW.
I'll see if I can get down there next week and take a look at it. I've been kind of sick on and off the last couple weeks. I got the doggone shingles. 51 years old and got shingles. I have no idea how that happened, but I've been pretty much flat on my back the last couple of days. Just really, really tired. I mean, it's just wiped me out, but I had to go to the ER yesterday morning or morning before that, I forget. And they gave me some medicine to help me, so got my energy levels starting to come back up. I was able to get up and go down to the shop for, I don't know, maybe an hour or two today, and then had to quit and come on back in, so maybe tomorrow I can get 3 or 4 hours.
That's all that makes it pains. You got a long ways to go yet. I'm 90, fuck, I'm gonna be 94 in 2 weeks in 2 months if I'm still here. For my age, I sure as heck cannot complain, because most people don't even live to be this long. In fact, I believe it's about 4% of the people in this country go past 90 years old. So, 53 years. Man, I don't believe I've been on a license that long. And it sure has changed a lot. When I came on about, I don't know, 3 years ago, I bought a 2-meter rig. And I was on the internet and I found out that, you know, the local repeaters here and all that stuff. And I could not believe the changes in ham radio. I used to be a Kenwood guy. In fact, I used to own a Kenwood 520, which I wish I could find one of them that's in good shape. But the thing is, I bought some more boat anchors. In fact, I got two boat anchors on my table right now. One I think works pretty good, but it changes frequency by itself, it seems like. And the other one shuts off all by itself. So, I'm not interested in them at all. K1CJW. Go ahead, Chad.
Yeah, well, I 73 years. Man, that's on the radio. That's a long time, Roland. You've seen a lot of changes. But I hadn't had my license but a little over 2.5 years, I think. But most of my career was in communication and military. So, we did a lot of satellite work and troposcatter. Scatter. We'd do anything HF. I never touched HF rig. I don't know. It's just when I got my license and started, when I got out, I said, I don't want to ever touch another radio again. I'm done. I'm done with it. 5-6 years went by, and I said, let me check into it. So I started studying for my technician exam, and I thought, what is, going through the questions and studying, and I'm thinking, what? I can only operate on this frequency, and I can only use this much power. Why in the world would anybody want to get a license? Because in military, you just work where you want and use all the power you wanted, I think about it a while, but I figured, if I'm restricted to a certain frequency and I'm restricted to power, then that means I got to learn to manage what I got, so... And trying to manage that has really been an education, So I've enjoyed it so far. I learn something every day.
In the old days, in fact, I got my ticket in 1950, and I had a novice license, and my call letter was KN1CJW. Everybody that got their novice license, you could tell by just their call letters. And when you went from novice to general, they dropped the N off, so it became K1CJW. And I know this has all changed now. And every time you move, if you were up in New England someplace and you moved to Florida, then you had to apply for a different front license, so you get a K4 license. But now it doesn't matter. The FCC had so much work on ham radio that it made it easy for them to just drop off a lot of rules. Also, when I got my extra license, it took me 4 months. Yeah, 4 months before I actually got my license. That was the length when they turned in all the paperwork for me to get my license. It took 4 months to get it, and then. But I really didn't care. That didn't bother me that much because there wasn't that much. I had plenty of frequencies that I could get on. But like I said, I was out of ham radio for 20 years. I didn't even have a radio or anything. And I'm on the radio, Diane. Come on down, huh? And then when I went back on, I was in shock. But I don't like it. I liked it better in the old days. I used to build my own amplifiers. I've built my own transceiver. It was heat kit. I built foam patches, 3 or 4. In fact, I built a bunch of amplifiers. They were easy to build. I used to build them in the wintertime because I wasn't one for being outside when it was cold in the winter. And I just sit there, I had a big table, and anybody that bought the amplifiers, they were very common. I think it was the SB200. I'd build it for him, and when it was all done, I'd tell him, come on over and pick it up. K1CJW.
Into power supplies. I built a couple power supplies and was kind of successful at low voltage, you know, low amperage kind of things. But I kind of got into Arduinos a little bit. And just a little bit of coding, not much. You know, I can't do a whole lot, but I do have Arduinos here. You know, these remote controls for your TV, they got all these buttons on it that you don't ever use. And so I got me Arduino, and I've repurposing some of these buttons on my remote control so I can turn the bedside lamps on the bed. Every time I hit the Netflix button, it pops up on Netflix, but it turns the lights on. So, you know, I've learned a lot. I've enjoyed every step of the way. And, you know, having a machine shop and being a welder, that kind of helps too, because you can take your ideas down to the shop and you just do a lot with it if you're motivated and want to give it a shot. And Roland, I ain't near a clock. Tell me what time it is. KO4NUE.
8:20.
Got a little bit. Well, if Diane's in there, hey Diane. Been a while since I've seen you, but at any rate, Roland, I'll let you go. Sounds like you got dinner coming or something. So just gonna let you know. Flat on my back. I'll be up a couple days, I guess. I hope anyway. But I was hoping I heard your call sign come across pre-check in. I said, well, I bet he's listening. Let me see if I can get him. So I got the handy talkie while I'm sitting watching TV. Can't get much better than that, I don't guess. But 73 old man, it's nice talking to you. And I'll swing by there next time I'm down that way. That's KO4NU, K1CJW, KO4NUE. I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Okay, Chad, yeah, come on. Next time you're up this way, yeah, do stop in. Don't even bother calling. I'm here 99% of the time. And the weather's getting warm. And please do stop in. And we'll talk at whatever. All right, Chad. K04NUE. This is K1CJW is clear. And good night, Chad.